Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Come on, I'm trying to text John Garcia. Leave me alone. Oh, sorry. It's 10 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And, yeah, the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page. You know, if the CDC yesterday had told us we need all Americans in plastic hamster balls when they're not in their homes, New York State and Erie County would have jumped on that in a nanosecond and we'd be in hamster balls. But yesterday the CDC said, you don't need a mask if you're vaccinated. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. And Cuomo and de Blasio are still thinking about it? What is there to think about? I mean, these are the guys who said, we follow the science. I thought Walensky and Fauci were gods and goddesses of COVID. And Joe Biden talking about Neanderthal Republican governors who lifted the mask mandates long ago. Well, I guess Joe Biden now is in Neanderthal as well. Welcome. Most of us are part Neanderthal. And that is how you say it, by the way. So anyway, I get criticized. It's Neanderthal. No, it really isn't. But anyway, hey, how you doing? Did you have a good day? Thank you for being here, friends. I really appreciate it. Been a long week, not going to lie. I work far too many hours. Anyway, sorry, that's like an inside joke because my friends think I don't work a real job. They're right. So anyway, what we're doing right now. Oh, yeah. Just a quick follow-up to what I wrote. Cuomo, this is from the New York Post. Cuomo de Blasio's refusal to adopt new CDC mask guidance sparks confusion. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio's refusal to follow federal advice by easing indoor mask mandates has sparked confusion and conflict among New Yorkers who are hazy on which advice to follow. Business owners have griped. Today, my second client walked in without a mask. She said she thought it was allowed because the president and CDC said it was okay for vaccinated people, said a personal trainer who runs a place in Queens. I explained to her, actually, we're waiting for Cuomo to make an announcement. I got her to wear the mask, but she was pretty pissed. I'm pretty pissed. Why shouldn't I be pissed? This state sucks. It really, really sucks. I talked to friends in Florida and Texas, and they talk to me in wonderment why I have not come to my senses and moved. And here's the problem. Problem is, I like Western New York. In fact, I love Western New York. It is in my blood. But you know, we'll see. I mean, I want to do another show on moving, and I want to hear from people who moved and then moved back at some point. Because, you know, for as much as I hear people saying, I want to move to Florida, I want to move to Texas, I could name 3-4 people who did that, and they moved back to Buffalo. Most for family, one because Florida didn't feel like home. So anyway, it is what it is. But I've also heard from a lot of people saying, dude, I don't know why I waited so long. You're an idiot staying where you are. Because I could do this show from Beijing if I wanted to. Yeah, because that's going to happen. So anyway, welcome to the program. Good to be with you. We've got a few things on the agenda right now. Number one, I want to hear, if you're a server or a bartender in a restaurant, an eatery, a bar, people don't get it, don't they? They don't understand. I was at a place last night, I'll name it, Penny Lane in Clarence. I loved it. And we were seated, and we were seated, and we were waiting for a server. And we realized within about 5 minutes, they've got one server, and she is hustling her buns off. So, needless to say, we were a lot more patient, and we took very good care of that one server. And how the cook kept up with the orders, I have no idea. But the food was really good. And then finally, another person came out to help the lady that had served us. But I'll tell you, not everybody seemed to be as patient and as understanding as we. And folks, you've got to be understanding of your servers and your bartenders. They're stretched to the max. I know a bartender, Patrick, who works like 12-hour days. And Kayla works hard, too. Sorry, I can only name so many bartenders at local joints. So anyway, I'm just saying, please be patient. And if you are in that job and you want to call in and tell us what it's like, I'd love to hear your horror stories about rude people. And I assure you that any bartender or server I've dealt with in the last 10 years or so has absolutely zero complaints about me or how I tip, especially how I tip. Now, I'm grateful for good service. I'm understanding when things are slow. And when I see somebody hustling, I take extra care of them. Extra care of them. Number two, if you are a business experiencing a shortage of personnel to work, give us a call. Love to hear you. And one more thing, the supply chains in this country, including gasoline, chicken wings, that's a crisis right there. This country, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Hoffa was right when he said, when the truck stops, America stops. Absolutely, positively. And if you're a truck driver, I want to know what it's like for you as a job. How you got into it? Would you recommend it to your own kid? Because I have an enormous reservoir of respect for truckers. I don't know how you do it. It's a hard job. I could not do what you do. I don't have the skill to back up a big rig. I don't even think I could be taught how to back up a big rig. Put me in a small airplane, and I'm the Red Baron. Put me in a big truck, and I'm lost. 803-0930, the Red Baron. Sorry. You've never seen one of my crosswind landings. They're things of beauty. At least I got it down. All right. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And no, I can't fly anymore without adult supervision because of my heart. Let's get to the calls. In fact, it's amazing I do anything in my life without adult supervision. All right. Let's go to Patty in Buffalo on WBEN. Patty, you're looking for work. I don't know if I can help you, but let's see what you got.
Well, I've been listening to your show. I'm glad to see that you are waking up down there and recognizing what's going on. There are job signs, help wanted signs all over. You know, I travel between Erie County, Chautauqua County, and Erie County, you know, PA. So between the two cities, there's signs everywhere. I may have a lead on a job. I'm a semi-retired. I wasn't planning on working, but what happened last year, the type of work that I do is event-oriented, and weddings have been canceled, all sorts of things, and so my work kind of dried up. And even my volunteer work, because they've just isolated, and they have partially gone back, but this whole mask requirement, to me, and I was a server. I want to just mention that. I'm glad to hear that you treat your servers well. Back then, they called us waiters and waitresses. But in my early days, I did all sorts of stuff in restaurant management.
I treat my servers like royalty.
Yeah, and the thing, I worked for, like, you know, TGI Fridays, Dots of San Francisco, very well-organized restaurants. And Western New York, you know, they could use a little bit more skilled work with serving, I think, especially where I live. But the whole thing is I've thought about, oh, it might be fun now to work 20 hours a week as a server. Running around at the pace that I see some of these servers, because they are shorthanded, wearing a mask when you have, you know, basically I'm really in good health. I think I've had the COVID. I refuse to get the vaccine, and I won't wear a mask. So I've just basically walked away from businesses that won't tolerate me coming in saying I have a medical condition. I don't have to tell you what it is, but I can't wear a mask. And the thing is, it's like I think I might have found something that's counter work, but behind the counter. because of the skills I have. Not only was I a server, I have a degree in information technology.
Oh.
I've been a contract teacher. I'm pretty good with Excel. You know, I taught Photoshop classes and all sorts of computer-type classes.
You're not the one sending me the pictures of myself in ridiculous situations, are you?
No.
With the Photoshop? All right. I'm kidding. I knew it wasn't you, but somebody has fun.
I have a picture of a ridiculous setting. I can take you out of that setting and put you in something else.
Oh, no. These basically, they're porn stills. You don't want to know.
Oh, gosh, no. You know, here's the thing, though, too. Even, like, I've even checked out several online things, you know, because I've done some writing. I'm a good writer. You know, I've done, like, content writing. Many of those sites, what's interesting, in the last year, there are so many scammers out there saying, work remotely from home, only pay us $400, and there's never any promise of getting work. Because I actually have friends and family members who've tried out several of these sites, and they said, don't even bother.
All right, now I'm gonna ask you to tighten up the edges here when we come back from traffic, because, frankly, it sounds like you are abundantly skilled and eminently employable, and I want to figure out what the issue is, especially with events maybe going back online. Event planning. I love event planning. I love it. I think it'd be a great business, but not during COVID. So stand by. Let's go to traffic on WBEN. Here's Alan Harris. Alan. All right, let's go back to the calls. Never said I was normal. So Patty in Buffalo, it sounds like you've got a lot of skill sets. It sounds like you would be abundantly employable. So what right now is the issue? Is it the no vaccine thing? What is it?
Well, it's the thing is every place that I've called, in fact, well, the thing is, too, is I live in a rural area, too, so there's less opportunities. Part of what goes on is when I've called for jobs, and I want something fun. You know, I don't want to drive a truck. I'm not a truck driver type gal, even though I know a lot of women. There's a lot of women, very good truck drivers. I'm not a truck driver person, but I thought I wanted something part-time, something fun, instead of, like, you know, I don't want to teach kids. I really don't want to do serving anymore, but I want to do something computer-related or art-related. I don't really do event planning. I do work for, like, weddings and things, sign work and lettering. So the thing is, those opportunities have dried up.
Is that fun for you?
Huh? Oh, that's fun. That's the kind of...
Okay, well, I think the good news is that's going to rebound. I think you're going to be sitting pretty.
I hope so. And here's the other thing, too, and I'd like to hear from other callers. The other thing is, too, for the most part, I have pretty much gone maskless because it causes me issues. I have several family members with a similar condition, and they were told not to wear a mask, okay? That it was actually that's what was putting them in the emergency room. So anyways, what's the most difficult part is the stress of having to go in and think, oh, my God, I've got to go into a store now. I got to get two items, and I'm going to get harassed. For the most part, it's been fine. But one of the businesses that I'm hoping I can be working at behind the counter, there's a couple of people that work there, are these, like, vigilante mask wearers.
I need to move on. But what you tell those people is, you're scared of COVID, so you got the vaccine, right? Okay, well then,
yeah.
My not having a mask has no bearing on you whatsoever, so get bent.
Absolutely, and I listened to a fellow earlier. I was in and out of the car listening to your show, and I listened to a fellow earlier who said that he tested, he probably had a titer test, and he found out that he's got immunity to COVID. Like many of us, I think it went through our whole community, definitely went through my family. Even my old mother in a nursing home had it.
Yeah, I know a ton of people who have had it. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best, and I hope you can get back to doing something fun. But if you can't do something fun, I once had somebody in radio. I was complaining about something. Imagine that. I was complaining about something at work, and he said, "Well, Tom, there's a reason we call this work, and your other life is fun." And I said, "That's what I call uncrackable logic." Thank you, Greg Reed. You can never go wrong with the Wilburys. So much talent in one band, it's disgusting. Email, I recently learned that New York State and Erie County is requiring kids to wear masks outside at summer camp. This was not required last summer. There is no evidence that COVID spreads at outdoor camps. This is unacceptable. Kids should be able to run and play in the fresh air, not muzzled behind a sweaty, dirty mask when it's 85 degrees outside. Please let people know about this before it's too late for us to make enough noise to get this changed. Well, unfortunately, in New York State, doesn't matter how much noise you make, we are under the complete hegemonic control of one political party. And unfortunately, we here in Erie County and Western New York, well, especially Erie County, comprise some of the dumbest voters in the country. Well, my dad voted Democrat, my grandfather voted Democrat, and I'm going to vote Democrat as well. And then, to make matters worse, I don't like things around here. I'm going to move to Florida. And when I move to Florida, I'm going to vote for the same stupid people that I put into office in New York State that sent me to Florida to begin with. Y'all give Yankees a bad name down in Florida. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. A trucker is on the line. Stanley, Stan, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Welcome, Tom. How are you?
I'm great. So, truck drivers, you guys are in great demand right now. Do you feel like a beetle?
I don't want to feel like a beetle. I may get stepped on, you know what I'm saying? But, no, just I just figured I'd give you a call because you're right. Truckers are in demand right now. There's a lot of good-paying jobs out there, but unfortunately, I think a lot of the younger generation, they don't want to get their hands dirty. I've said it right along as far as when you get into carpentry, electrical, trucking, and whatnot. You can make money if you want to work. I'm 69 years old, and I'm still hauling gas. You know, so, I mean, it's enjoyable. You have your freedom. You know, you're out and about. You get to meet nice people. And I've got no complaints.
Okay, how much extra training did you have to go through to get the certification to haul gas?
The training to haul gas is basically hazmat training, and that's basically a book that you have to read up on, and then you take the test for that. But as far as, like, training goes, you know, I mean, it's like anything else. You got liquid, and it's sloshing around, and you have to can't take corners at 40 miles an hour like you could with a car. I mean, a lot of it's got to do with common sense.
And I imagine that with the increased rating comes increased money and benefits.
Yes, pretty much so. I mean, like I say, you can make a decent living. Listen, me and my wife, I've got a wonderful wife. I've got seven wonderful children, me and my wife. And, hey, we did it on me being a truck driver. You know what I'm saying?
You sure they're all yours? I'm sorry. Do not punch me in the mouth. All right, thank you, Alan. Much appreciated, the extra duty. Let's go back to Stan the trucker. Then we've got Dawn from the restaurant world who wants to talk to us. So, Stan, you haul gasoline. You make a good living. Now, of all those seven kids you have, would you try have any of them expressed an interest in following in Dad's footsteps?
I've got four boys and three girls, and I've talked to the boys. But my youngest one is right now 34, and they're all doing well in their profession. I've got a Buffalo firefighter, Buffalo officer, police officer. I've got a Buffalo school teacher. I've got a couple in accounting. So I'm doing good, you know.
Oh, it sounds like you raised a whole bunch of really smart kids.
Yeah, well, they didn't take after the old man, I'll tell you that. But beginning with what you said, are you sure they're all mine? If they're not all mine, some son of a pup better step up to the plate. He owes me money.
Well, you know, they do have those DNA tests. I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that.
Hey, listen, I can give it and I can take it.
Yes, you certainly can. I want to thank you very much. And, you know, to your point about people not wanting to get their hands dirty, I'm going to say that if you are a young person and you want a job for life, if you learn how to custom build furniture, quality solid wood furniture for people, you will never go hungry because there will always be people with money, no matter how much the economy sucks. And people with money want nice things, and they're willing to pay for custom woodwork.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I would name a guy, but I don't want to. But look, I know people who do this, and they are not starving at all because they do exquisite work. It's a trade. It's a great trade.
But I'm gonna put this out to you before I leave. All right, I held for a really good guy. I held for Grand Island Sales and Service. All right, I hope you don't mind me giving him a plug, but he's a great guy. And anytime you want to sit in the passenger seat with me for a day, I'm more than welcome to bring you along to see the life of a truck driver, delivering stations and whatnot.
That would be very interesting. Let me get back to you on that.
Okay, yeah. If you ever, you know, give me a yell and we could set it up.
All right, brother. Good luck. Hang in there.
I do. All right, you take care.
All right, man. Bye-bye. So every truck driver with whom we've spoken, they love what they do. Again, every truck driver loves what they do. And if you're looking for a job where you're always going to be in demand, young man, young woman, learn how to drive a truck. You will always eat. You will always be able to support a family. Drive a truck. Seriously, have we had one miserable truck driver call in? Tell you, I would be miserable if I was a delivery driver for a certain large company or two, because I hear that they get ridiculous schedules that they have to keep up. And, you know, when I see people at 8 o'clock at night delivering packages, I'm like, oh, my God, I would not want your job. Let's go to Dawn in Buffalo on WBEN. Thank you for holding, Dawn. You are on. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I was a server for a couple of years, and what I realized is that restaurants are not behind their servers. If your tips come up short, they do not pay more. And in this COVID crisis, I have found that there was a call for restaurants to join collective lawsuits, and most of them chose not to. So if they close, that's on them. No one is fighting these regulations. No one is willing to put their neck on the line and say, no, this doesn't make any sense, so we're not going to do it.
Dawn, allow me to interrupt. It's not true to say nobody did, because one law firm had about 92 plaintiffs who joined together.
I'm sorry, they're in their local area.
I'm sorry, maybe you didn't hear what I said. One law firm had like 92 plaintiffs that actually joined together to try to fight the regulations.
Yes, and where were the rest of them?
Well, they might not have had the money to contribute. They might have decided to let somebody else do it, which was actually kind of stupid, because any ruling would only apply to those people who were part of the lawsuit. But as far as tips coming up short, what kind of places did you serve?
Here, I'm not looking at servers here. I'm looking at the restaurants. If more had joined, the cost would go down dramatically. Okay, and they chose not to. And it's the same with many of these retail stores. They chose not to fight.
Well, you know, some of them, to be honest, some of them might not have had the money. I mean, they're within walking distance of my home. There are quite a few places that used to be restaurants that aren't anymore. They're for lease. They just may not have had the resources to be able to join.
They didn't have $500, because at that point, if every restaurant had joined, it would take about $500. Okay? They chose not to even look into it. And as far as the malls and everybody else closing, where is Macy's in this fight? Okay? And where is the average individual in this fight? They're not fighting.
And well, what would you like them to do? I mean, we had parents in Orchard Park, we had parents in Clarence who joined together in lawsuits that Todd Aldinger brought forward.
Do you think that money was easy for them?
I don't know what the plaintiffs do for a living or their financial status. I mean, Orchard Park and Williamsville are rather tony.
In the top 10% earners.
I don't know their financial status, but obviously they had enough to retain legal counsel.
Right, because they joined together. The restaurants chose not to do that. The retail stores chose not to do that. And in the meantime, we're supposed to sit back and feel sorry for them. I don't. I feel sorry for the servers. They need new work. They need to go and get skilled. and a lot of us are going to have to go and get skilled. But if you sat back and you took this, or you're signing up for the vaccine like it's safe, you get what you get.
Well, I mean, as far as the vaccine, it depends on the person to whom you're speaking. I would never give this vaccine to a 12, 13, 14, or 15-year-old. I think that's insane. But for me, it made sense.
It's also insane for a 35-year-old woman who wants to have a child.
I do not disagree with you.
Okay, so we have this. No one wants to fight. New York State lays down to its government, and then we complain about the results.
Well, let me explain. Rambo Jim brought up this point earlier this week. Here is where you are wrong. People have decided to vote with their feet. So they very well may have decided, I am done with New York State. I'm done with the likes of Andrew Cuomo. I want to live in a state that is business friendly. They've moved to Florida. They've moved to Texas en masse.
Yep.
So people, I mean, there's several ways to fight.
That choice.
Okay, but my point is, and I thank you for calling. I got to move along here. But my point is that at some point you realize in New York State, it's pointless to fight because we're run by New York City and a thug politician and his organization. And you say, you know what? Life is short. How much time do I have left? It's a lot less stressful to just say, screw it, and go to Florida or Texas or Montana, for that matter. Or there's one place, is it Midland, Texas, one of the most conservative communities in the country? I think it's Midland. I know it ain't Austin. All right, I still have time to take your telephone calls. Specifically, what I would like to hear from people who are in the restaurant industry, particularly servers, and please tell us what it is like as a server, Pasquale, as a server in 2021. What it is like as a server in 2021. Are people understanding of what's going on, or are they not? Are you being treated with respect? I told you about the server we had last night, and I felt so bad for her, but I was so proud of her because she was hustling and hustling and hustling, and you would think that she'd have attitude. You know, hi, I'm one person. I'm supposed to take care of 100 guests, but there was no attitude whatsoever, none whatsoever. She was great, and she was well taken care of. Truck drivers, very, very much in demand. If you're a truck driver, want to tell us about your life as a trucker, that's great. And if you are somebody who's trying to run a business but can't find the people to work for you, can probably squeeze you in. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What were people saying? Were they traffic calls or something else? Oh, traffic calls. Okay. If you have traffic info that you ever want to pass on to us, you can actually take advantage of the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text line, which is the same as the call-in line, except you're texting with your fingers instead of talking. 803-0930 is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text line. But, no, as far as what Dawn was saying, you know, I have a tremendous, tremendous amount of respect for the people who make America work. And I will also tell you that the prices are getting to be ridiculous. You don't need me to tell you this, but no matter where you turn, you are paying more for everything. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to say this, but America in May of 2021 reminds me incredibly of the America under Jimmy Carter. Now, I have a great deal of respect for Jimmy Carter post-presidency, okay? He was one of the worst presidents of my lifetime. The worst president of my lifetime was Jimmy Carter. Why? Inflation, out-of-control crime. Carter to NY, drop dead. The late 70s sucked, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm afraid the early 20s under this administration, we're seeing a repeat of history, with runaway inflation and a malaise which is sweeping the land and out of control crime. Here's Josh in Buffalo on WBEN. Hi, Josh.
Hi, I'm a busboy for a fancy restaurant.
for a fancy restaurant. All right, you got to turn your radio down, but how are things treating you?
Yeah, everybody's pretty nice. Like, I feel like there is some miserable people, but for the most part, like, those people get, like, drowned out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I need you to turn the radio off. At least while you're on.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so most people are understanding that things might take a little longer and their server may not be able to attend to them every 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. How about tips? Are people tipping more in recognition of the work you're doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, for sure. Like, people understand that it's a lot harder. And really, like, the people who are miserable, like, they just get, like, drowned out, like,
Well, Josh, I'm happy to hear that. I truly am. Where do you want to be in 5 years from now? Just curious.
Well, I'm going to probably be a cybersecurity analyst.
Wow. I know a pipeline company could use you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Check it out. It's the big the pipeline company that got hacked and paid a ransom. Josh, I thank you very much for the phone call. It is much appreciated. And once again, I find myself in the unenviable position of having to say, I'm sorry, guys, we're out of time. But it's not like you didn't have 4 hours. I want you to have a great weekend. All right. Be safe. Enjoy yourself. Life is short. This ain't a dress rehearsal. You get one chance. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you again on Monday. I do miss you guys over the weekend. I know it sounds stupid, but I do. It's really weird. I have a great life, but I miss you guys. I still have my Sunday night anxiety about, am I going to be able to do this on Monday? But I it's always about you. It's never about me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.